Okay, hi, my name's Alex Donaldson, and I'll be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 11th of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
Mark Cordell, age 30, from North Yorkshire.
And how are you doing today?
I'm fine. I'm hot, but a bit nervous, but I'm eager to get out there and raise awareness for Tibet Society.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
Probably on the BBC website, I think, and then obviously just went to the One Another website after that.
And what was it that actually inspired you to apply?
I think the fact that although there's only one person on the plinth, there's kind of like a lot of, you're part of a huge number of people, nearly 2,500, but each person has a high profile. So that was interesting in itself, and obviously I thought that profile could be put to use by raising the plight of the Tibetans and Dondup Wangchen in particular.
And can you talk to me a little bit about what you're actually raising awareness of today?
Well, two things. The general Tibetan cause, which is the fact that Tibetans don't enjoy the kind of freedoms we do in this country. They don't have the freedom of self-expression. They don't have the right to self-determination. I'm here in Trafalgar Square, but if a Tibetan in Tiananmen Square said, "Long live His Holiness the Dalai Lama," it wouldn't be for them. So there's kind of like it's interesting how we've got the freedom in this country. Tibetans don't have the freedom. I mean, they're a unique culture that's endangered in their own country now. And in particular, there's a documentary filmmaker called Dondup Wangchen, who travelled to Tibet to make a documentary about his what Tibetans thought of the Olympics and what was going on in their homeland. And he was arrested last year, charged with inciting separatism, and he's currently awaiting trial. So I'm just trying to raise awareness of that, the fact that he hasn't got access to any independent legal counsel. He's suffering from hepatitis B, and there's a lot of concern over his safety, just for making a documentary, just for expressing the freedom of speech that we in the UK take for granted.
And how did you become aware of this individual in particular?
Well, I watched his documentary, which was called Leaving Fear Behind, which was filmed in Tibet, just asking ordinary Tibetans what they thought of their homeland and the policies of the Chinese government, and what they thought of the Olympics, for example. And I enjoyed that documentary. I thought it was very brave. A lot of the people featured in it weren't anonymous. They were talking on camera openly. That was sent to me by the Tibet Society, and so I thought yes, it would be good to raise awareness of the fact that the filmmaker's, you know, is being arrested, basically.
And can you tell me a little bit about the Tibet Society?
The Tibet Society it's a UK society. I think it was the first society in support of Tibetans founded in the world. I think that was just after the Dalai Lama fled Tibet to go into exile. Founded, I think, a few weeks after that. So it's a very old organisation in terms of the history of modern Tibet. I've been I was a member for a couple of years, and
Have you ever actually been to Tibet?
No, I'd like to go. It's always a difficult thing to go to Tibet or not. I'd like to see it one day, certainly, especially if the Dalai Lama returned to Tibet. Just general interest in Buddhist meditation sort of led me to an interest in Tibet, and then obviously reading Tibetan history about Tibet, and that's how I kind of got into it.
Are you a practicing Buddhist?
I am, yes. I took refuge last year at Samye Ling Temple, which is in Scotland, which is a Tibetan temple, I think the first one of its kind in the West. So, yeah.
And how long have you been involved in Buddhism for?
I've had an interest for a number of years, but I only actually took my sort of formal, what's called refuge, not my conversion, last year.
Okay, and what does that actually entail?
It just essentially entails, there are certain vows you can take, but it depends on the individual. A common one is not to kill, whether that's animals, insects, things like that. But it's just basically stating you are a Buddhist. It's pretty simple.
Okay. And can I ask a little bit about you? Where do you come from? What do you do?
Well, I come from the Northeast. I work in a university library, but I'm a qualified archivist. So I'm kind of looking for work in that field at the moment. So that's archives are a bit different from libraries because they're like historical documents, things like that. So, yeah.
And how long have you been doing that for?
I just qualified this year, but I've been doing various traineeships in archives the last couple of years.
And what was it that it kind of got you into it?
Careers advice initially. Just they said, "Have you ever thought of archives?" You know, it's got a wide variety of things like research, writing, history. Obviously, if you're interested in history, it's quite a good job to have because it's directly involved with the materials of history.
Yeah. And are you quite happy going down that path at the moment?
Yeah. If I can get a job, certainly. Just looking at the moment, I've just qualified, so.
Oh, I see, sorry, I thought you said are you already working?
Yeah, I work in a library, but that's actually a bit different from archives. Libraries are sort of different, the university library.
I see, okay. And what are your interests?
Interested in things like meditation, Tai Chi, video games. All kinds of things, really. Whatever takes my fancy at the one, at whatever point.
And can I just ask a little bit about Buddha's meditation? You just said Tai Chi. How has Buddhism kind of taken over your life, or how have you kind of had to transform your life to include it?
Well, Buddhism is really about kind of being in control of your mind and being aware of the way your mind works, a lot of it, the emotions we have, things like fear or jealousy or anger, and it's just kind of moving away from that kind of instinctive mind we have to a kind of a more reflective, less attached mind, and that can bring a lot of sort of inner peace.
And how long did it take you to really kind of tune yourself in?
I wasn't sure whether to convert to Buddhism for a while because I felt Buddhism has a lot to teach without needing to go through the actual steps of formally saying, you know, I am a Buddhist. But then I thought, hopefully with by converting, you're kind of making a commitment to sort of improving, going down that path and sort of improving your practice in Buddhism. It's kind of like just a kick up the behind.
And do you know many other Buddhists?
I've met a lot of different Buddhists from a variety of traditions, Tibetan Buddhism, Zen Buddhism. A lot of acquaintances.
And can I ask, just go back to your hour on the plinth, what are your hopes, expectations, fears?
I just hope to anyone that is maybe interested in Tibet, just to investigate further for themselves, see what they think, make up their own mind. So anyone that might, I'm just hoping to perhaps pique anyone's interest out there, basically.
And are you doing this today for anybody in particular?
Not really. The only person is as Dondup Wang Chen, the documentary filmmaker, who's currently arrested somewhere in China, not Tibet.
And have you ever been to China, or are you quite interested to?
No, I hope to go one day, but not at the moment.
Yeah. And ultimately, what kind of experience are you wanting to get out of today?
to feel that I've made a contribution to the Tibetan cause, but also it's a good view, apparently. I'd like to see the view out there, that'd be nice. And yes, yeah, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, isn't it, just to be part of that long chain of people that are all doing their own thing. It's quite interesting.
And are you wanting to engage with the public?
Yeah, well, there'll be I'll be doing getting on the loudspeaker a little bit and handing out balloons and things like that, chucking balloons down. So we'll see.
And ultimately, I mean, after this experience, are you being supported by the Tibet Society?
Yeah, they've given me a lot of materials and some of the things I'm going to be using on the plinth, like flags, etc.
And what will you actually be taking up with you?
Some prayer flags, a big Tibetan flag, a couple of, like just a billboard, and just some leaflets, things like that.
And have you been following this project since the beginning?
Yeah, pretty much. I was aware of it before it started, and you know, after day one, we've been watching it occasionally.
Okay. And what do you think of its progression?
I think it seems to be quite good-natured on the whole. Not too many hecklers, that sort of thing. It's quite impressive how you've managed to continue every single person per hour a day. It's quite a feat.
Thank you. And how do you think, as an individual, you'll kind of add to the project as a whole?
Just be one of many, basically. That's all. I'm not just one part amongst the many.
And do you know if there have been many other people supporting the Tibet cause on the plinth?
No, I'm the only one. Apparently, I did think there'd be more, but apparently I'm the only one that's got a place, so it's quite exciting.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's fine.